This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, amidst the Tyler Kennedy excitement and David DeCastro and everybody else, we overlooked a major story here. Joey Bosa has been cut by the Chargers and is out on the open market. I know of a team who could use some help along the defensive line, although maybe not so much with an edge pass rusher. But Joey Bosa is out there. Where do you think he lands?
Well, first of all, the question is how much will he take? Because now that it's wiped clean, you can negotiate with him. But he's going to want what he still perceives as the market. So
Florio says there's going to be a frenzy, or he's hearing there's going to be a frenzy of teams looking to sign him. He had 5 sacks and 9 starts last year.
He's been injured a lot.
He's been injured. He's missed games because of injury in all but 2 years of his career. However, he's still only, 30 years old? I mean, a team in the AFC like the Bengals or the Bills could certainly use him.
Now, if he wants to go to Cleveland, I don't know about that because they're going to lose Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
So maybe there's going to be money there for him that otherwise would not have been.
Yeah, exactly. But that's a major story in the league. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Did you see the item where Deshaun Elliott and Patrick Queen are trying to recruit Christian Kirk?
Yes, they have history. They want to, you know, that's part of the process now. It's just like players always go out of their way to try to recruit.
Yeah. Maybe they should be recruiting defensive players who won't quit in a playoff game against the Ravens. Focus on that. Huh?
How much do you think Bosa will get?
Well, like you said, probably about as much as he wants. I mean, there's teams that are, I'll use the Bills as an example. They're desperate for a pass rusher. A pass rusher is what's keeping them from the Super Bowl.
Well, they have Rousseau, who's pretty good.
He's all right.
He's all right. He's not elite, but he's pretty good.
Nah, not really.
No?
He stinks.
Okay.
He's okay. He's okay, but when they need him most, he's nowhere to be found, Bob.
Well, you would know that more than me. So
that's just an example, but there's teams all over the place. It's such a valuable commodity to have. A guy who can get after the passer in a passing league. In the playoffs, he's got what? Yeah, he did have a couple sacks. You're right, Bob. He's okay. But when it came to Kansas City again, nothing. He's played 3 playoff games against Kansas City. Guess how many sacks he has?
None.
You're right. None. And they're losing Von Miller, although they won't miss him. So they need somebody. So bottom line is, I think he's going to get a ton. Don't you?
Yes. I mean, you can't. He's not going to play for less than what he thinks he's worth. And the market has already been established. And yesterday, Max Crosby got money that will only help Joey Bosa and TJ Watt in their claims that they're going to want what they want. Because when you get to $35 million a year for an edge pass rusher,
yeah,
all those guys will say, wait a minute now. I'll put my numbers up against his numbers. What am I worth? So that's how it works.
Another item out there, Bill Barnwell, who I like very much, read his stuff. He suggested a straight-up trade, George Pickens for DK Metcalf. Thoughts? I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you know, you're getting a proven guy, although last year wasn't so good. And you're going to have to, you know, he wants out of Seattle mostly because he knows they're not going to give him that kind of money. He's going to want whatever the top money is.
Well, they have a new number one guy, so he got displaced last year. I think he can still play.
He's 27, too, also, I think, or 28, one of the two.
Metcalf?
Yeah, he's still young enough where you can get 5 good years out of him, I would think. So if you believe that that's a better, if that's the equal one-for-one trade and they would be willing to take on Pickens and see what that turns into, maybe so.
I would do it in a second. In 1 second, I would do it. I just think the Pickens thing is headed for a bad ending no matter what. It's not like DK Metcalf has been problem-free in his career, but I still think he's a really good player who could be energized by a new environment. Because like I said, he's been replaced in Seattle as the number one guy. What are your thoughts here, Limits?
I would be good with Metcalf and, you know, Seattle.
For a trade?
They're going to want a first-round pick. Yeah, for a trade. And
well, you're not getting Pickens and a first-round pick.
Well, I know that. I would try to make it like a separate trade. I would try to do a separate trade where you trade Pickens, so whatever the best possible option is, and then acquire Metcalf with either those picks or your own picks. I would not give up a first, but I would give up a second for Metcalf. Yeah.
Would you do the deal straight up, Pickens for Metcalf?
Yes.
Me too. Bob, you three?
Yeah, they're going to have to obviously draft more wide receivers, and they will do that. And they have some people here, like Roman Wilson, who they put, you know, a third-round pick on, so they hope he can get it. But Metcalf would be the guy who would be – but I don't think that's going to happen. I just think there's – I think they're going to try to see what they can get out of Pickens for 1 year and then still draft guys and hope he gets to a level that they either franchise him or some, you know, then he – it's kind of a prove-it situation for him. Show me what you can do, and more importantly, show me you're mature enough to handle the situation.
Right. Exactly. Noon, fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And check this out. The fan and the Pittsburgh Pirates want to visit your teams in action. For our youth baseball and softball showcase, parents, coaches, email us at usports@937thefan.com. To register your 12 and under team, and the fan might make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com. Off to Dulac's chat. The first question comes from someone who calls themselves Stairway to the Seventh Seed, which I like, Bob.
Jeez.
He says, Jerry, Art has been accused of essentially giving Tomlin a lifetime appointment. Is he sticking with Tomlin forever or only because Tomlin has 3 years and $50 million remaining? I don't know how that fits in. It was a little awkward, Bob, but Jerry says, if you're waiting for any type of move with Mike Tomlin, you might have to wait until at least 2028, and that's only if there isn't another extension in two more years. The only way the marriage is dissolving is if Mike Tomlin has had enough. What make you of that?
That's a little surprising to hear that much. You know, the three-year current deal begins, and that is what it was, but to suggest that there'll be another extension before seeing results is maybe a little bit too premature.
Limits, your take on that?
Really, we're talking about 2028? Like, to me, if you're hearing that as a Steelers fan, you just have to be outraged by that. Like, what if they go and have another 9-8 season, fail to meet any expectations, and do that again for the next couple of years? I mean, people are just going to continue to be irate by this.
I know. I know they are. But I've always felt that Tomlin did have a lifetime appointment. That's always been my feeling. I used to argue with Ron all the time about that. And it basically is now. It's been a lifetime. It is.
Well, NHL coaching, the average lifespan of any NHL coach is probably, what, 3 to 5 years?
Yeah.
You know.
Joel Nelson weighs in.
The real Joel Nelson?
Joel that.
Jerry, Jeff Hathorn of 93.7 The Fan, who's joining us at 1 o'clock, Bob.
Yes, indeed.
I think you know him, is reporting that the Steelers are interested in signing Browns running back Nick Chubb. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. Jeff did report that.
Is that a serious possibility? Jerry says, I'm aware he said that, or at least people have told me he said that. He never answered the question, Bob.
That was.
But at least, unlike with Aditi,
yeah,
or
who's he?
Or who else was on that list? Pony and Mike DeFabo, maybe?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was.
Jerry at least acknowledges that he knows Jeff, but he never answers the question. So what about Nick Chubb? What's happening here? I'm not that interested.
I'm not either because of that injury.
Yeah. And
isn't the same injury that Holcomb has gone through, and he's, you know, they restructured his deal. Is it a kneecap thing?
Well, he tore up basically everything in his knee.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was so really bad.
It's you feel bad. That dude was having such a good year and such a good player.
They need a speed guy, like a speed, quick, agile back. And I like Nick Chubb. I wish they could bring him in, but they have a similar player in Warren.
Nick Chubb, I think, was on actually a Hall of Fame path in his career, and it's just a shame that that happened. But at this point, I wouldn't pick him up. Steve in Canton. Hi, Jerry. If you were comparing T.J. Watt's career path to an 18-hole golf course, what hole on the back nine would he be on? What would you say, Bob?
T.J. Watt?
Yeah.
14.
Jerry says the 11th tee.
I'm just going by what I've seen from his brother and other guys in that position.
He's about to sign a huge new deal.
I know he is. And again, the Crosby. If the Steelers had wanted to do it and they did it prior to Crosby, they could have gotten a better deal probably. The Crosby deal changes a lot of the dynamics of who makes what and how many years you get it.
Listen to this one. Someone says, what does a contract look like for Fields and Russ? You ready for this, Bob? Jerry says Fields $12 to $15 million per for 2 years. So 2 years for upwards of, $25-30 million. Wilson 2 years and $50 million.
I'm taking the former.
Why wouldn't, do you think you're going to get that much of a better performance out of Wilson than that it's worth twice the price?
I just think that has to do with his resume versus what Fields has to show.
Right, but pertinent to who they sign, why would you even think about Fields or Wilson if you could get Fields? Maybe
right.
That's the problem.
And that is the problem.
Maybe Fields isn't gettable as we think.
And maybe he wants to see what it is like on the open market. He'll have that chance if they don't come to some agreement here soon. That's why I'm still a little bit surprised it's taking this long.
You know what the answer to all this is, Bob, don't you? Jackson Dart. We're going to have a man on the show tomorrow when you're not here who played football at Kansas and works for PFF. And he wrote a story. His name is John Costco. I think he's really good. He's joining us tomorrow at 11:30 Limits. Are you excited about that?
Yeah. I'm not on the Jackson Dart train yet, Joe.
But are you excited about the guest, John Costco?
Very
you
excited
be.
For John, yes.
You better be.
But I know you're trying to do everything possible to convince Bob and I that Jackson Dart is the second coming of the new Steelers franchise quarterback after we were fooled by Pickett. And you know what, Bob? I'm trying to hold off. I'm trying to hold off from being convinced.
Well, Costco wrote a piece called Why Jackson Dart Should Be a Top 15 Player in This Draft Class. Last year, I might add. Last year, Mr. Costco, who to me gains a little bit of credibility because he played college football at a pretty high level, had his top three quarterbacks in the draft in order. And this was with Caleb Williams and Michael Penix and a few other guys in there.
Jaden Daniels.
Well, he had Bo Nix 1, Jaden Daniels 2, and J.J. McCarthy 3. That's pretty good, Bob. And it's based on his analytics, and he has Dart, I think, second in this quarterback class. And
Cam Ward only?
I think so, yeah. We'll ask him tomorrow, although you won't be here. What are you going to do tomorrow, Bob?
Oh, I have some medical stuff I have to take care of.
And don't you see your grandkids on Fridays sometimes?
Sometimes, yes. Hopefully tomorrow, yes, at night. We'll see.
Man, that would be nice.
You'll love it.
I am loving it, I hardly ever see
her. You need to see her more than when you do.
He pointed out that Dart led this quarterback class with 25 explosive runs against Power 4 competition. How about that, Bob?
I want to see more throws in the pocket.
Well, he ranked first in passing grade, first in accuracy rate on throws between 5 and 25 yards, and second in success rate under pressure. Behind only Will Howard. That's his formula. And he's 6'2", 226.
Where does he have Will Howard since you mentioned him?
I don't know. I don't have his list in front of me.
Well, okay.
And I'm sorry about that.
No, I just...
By the way...
I hope if they do take him that he is the answer. So we can stop this every year chasing quarterback talk.
Here's the problem. Where once we thought, would they reach for him at 21? Now we wonder, will he be there at 21? Mike Sando... who's very good at what he does from The Athletic. You know of him?
I know his name, yes.
Has Jackson Dart now going number 7 to the Jets. Charles Davis of NFL.com has him going 3rd to the Giants.
Ahead of Cam Ward?
No, he has Ward, Shador,
The top three picks are quarterbacks?
Yes, that's what he has.
Wow. I'd be a little bit surprised by that.
So what neither of you can deny, and I'm not going to deny your opinions because everyone's opinion is valid, of course, and a lot of people share your opinions that he's not a franchise quarterback. What we can't deny is that this dude is rocketing up the charts everywhere since the combine. Just rocketing up.
I get it. I understand what combines can do and why it's the latest bit of information you're going to get. And when he makes accurate throws, fine. But again, I saw some ups and downs on the field that make me wonder. That's all. I mean, I'm no scout. I don't go around looking at all this stuff. I just know that if they take him at 21, they better make sure after what happened at 20 with Pickett, 22, whatever that was, you know, you have to hit on this. If you don't hit on this, you're going to go through the same exercise.
I know.
Every year.
But that's the same if they chose anybody. If they had the first pick in the draft, you could say they better hit on this or they're going to be set back. You could say that about anybody.
Right. But, you know, I just think they have so many other holes to fill. They're going to do those first and then worry about quarterback after they sign Fields next year.
Well, I think they have one hole, and that's franchise quarterback. Yeah,
you're not even willing to I know what you've said about he's had 50 games, but you don't see any room for improvement in his game. You don't think he can take it to another level.
I don't. I'm willing to be open to that, but I sure wouldn't bet on it.
As I would be open to seeing Jackson Dart if you believe he's the guy. I'm just saying, I think the talent is there. I think the arm strength is there. I think what he has to work on is staying in the pocket longer, working on delivering passes accurately from that pocket, which is, you know, collapsing around you. That's the one thing, and maybe it takes a while for some guys, and hopefully he'll be that guy that he can
advance his game that way. He didn't have a lot of time to throw last year. If you look at the numbers, he did not have a lot of time to throw.
But he also left things quickly, too.
Yeah, he did. He also jumped over a guy. He did the Najee leap. Did you see that?
Yeah, I mean, he's very talented.
I mean, there's some highlights out there. You know what I think of him as now? I think the best comparison with his toughness and sort of his brazenness is a little bit of a bigger Baker Mayfield. That's what I'm going with. Like, he's not one of these, you know, incredible studs throwing the football. Nobody would think of him as Joe Burrow. I'm not saying that. But a Baker Mayfield, yes. Yes, I can see that. A little bit bigger of a Baker
history.
Mayfield.
How about if the Steelers had decided to sign him when he was available?
I wish.
He had, what, 40 touchdown passes last year.
I wish they had.
With Tampa Bay. And the contract was very doable with, what, 3 years, $100 million?
Very doable.